News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Well, as the big voice guy said, it is Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN. The good news is after today's work is done and you are driving home, you are on the downward slide. You are on the glide path in for landing on the weekend. So there's that to which to look forward. And, of course, we have a number of things that we're going to talk about on our very eclectic radio talk show today here on News Radio 930 WBEN. And to sweeten the pot just a little bit, did he say pot? Yes. To sweeten the pot just a little bit, when you're loading the bong, try a little bit of sugar. No, to sweeten the pot, we will have, yeah, sugar, Phil, sugar. We will have cash code words coming up after the news at 4, 5, and 6 o'clock, your opportunity to win $1,000 from News Radio 930 WBEN. But, of course, you won't be using your cell phone to text us, David, because everybody says they just hate cell phones. And yet everybody seems to have a cell phone, and a lot of people just can't take their eyes off of their cell phones.
This is true. This is the world since 2007. You know, the iPhone generation, it's all about the phones. We get our entertainment, our news, right there.
You know, one of the funniest memes ever is that one about the end of the world and what the end of the world will look like, and all you see is a giant meteor coming in toward planet Earth and about 100 hands outstretched with their cell phones videoing the end of the world. I think that speaks volumes about the way people are with their cell phones.
Well, yeah, it's the, you know, again, I don't even think it's, you can't even ask, you know, in the old days you could ask the kids to show some discipline. Well, adults aren't showing the discipline.
No, they certainly aren't. And there's so many things related to cell phones. First of all, with your cell phone, do you have it? And we're not talking about being on the air, because when we're on the air, it is expected, obviously, and although I've violated this a couple of times, it is expected that we have our phones either on silent or on vibrate so as not to disrupt the flow of the show. So when you're not working, is your phone audible? Is it buzzing?
No.
Or is it silent?
No, it's never buzzing or audible. It's always silent. And it's because it's in such close proximity that I don't need it to. And the other thing, too, is that it's, you know, we multitask. So if you're talking to someone on the phone, answering a text, answering an email, doing whatever, you're able to knock all that out. It's really in an effort not to be rude.
Okay, the phone rings, and are you inclined, if it's somebody you don't want to speak to at the time, are you inclined to let it keep ringing and go to voicemail, or do you do the really obvious thing to the person on the other end of the phone? Do you decline the call?
Well, no, I don't ever take, if I'm not on the phone, I take the call, without a doubt. But if I'm, if I'm not on, in a call, I will always answer the phone no matter who it is. But if I'm on a phone call, I never drop a person because I'm on that person. I'm on the phone with that person for a reason. So, you know, time is money, and we got to get things done in the limited amount of time we have. And so I have a feature where it automatically sends a text saying, hey, get right back to you.
Get right back to you. I'm currently on the phone.
Or just get call you right back.
Okay. Generally speaking, run-of-the-mill conversations, would you prefer voice-to-voice communication with somebody, or would you prefer they text you?
I don't have any, I can honestly tell you that I really don't have any, outside of family, I don't have any conversations with people that don't have a purpose. Maybe that's a microcosm of my life, but I don't really have a, you know, that if you want to just catch up and whatever, we can do that via text, email, whatever.
We see, even in the days of the landline, and it probably is a function of doing this for a living, I don't like talking on the phone. When I'm not working, I really don't like it. And just like the younger people today, I'm a big fan of texting. And my first thought when somebody calls me with a message is, couldn't this have been handled with a text? And there's a reason why texting is so popular, because it really puts the recipient in charge of when they're going to read the message, when they are going to react to the message, and they don't have to put down whatever it is they're doing in order to engage in a cell phone conversation.
Well, again, I think you got to break this down into two categories, because if it's about a personal relationship, you know, time is not a big deal. But if it's about a decision that has to be made and it's a business related thing, or you need an answer, you can't rely on text messages at all. You just got to pick it up, bite the bullet, especially if it's bad news or if it's something you have to correct immediately. You got to hear the other side. You got to know, you know, do they understand what's happening? Do they understand how important this is? Handle it on a phone call much easier, better. And there's no misinterpretation
right
on a phone call. Whereas you could constantly interpret things wrong via text, constantly.
If you are arguing with somebody, if you're arguing with your significant other, the worst thing to do is text, because the nuances get lost in the text and there are so many ways to interpret things. You have to at least talk on the phone, but preferably get together face to face. That, of course, advice from my consigliere, Gregory Booker Wells, one of my dear friends, said never, never, never argue on text. Always have a conversation, and preferably in person. That way there's no room for misinterpretation. You can look into the other person's eyes and figure out what's what.
That's good advice.
Absolutely, positively. And you know what else? You don't want to text bad news to people. And in fact, that is why, you know, one of my weirdest cell phone stories is the day my brother died. I had this weird feeling all day that something was not right in the state of Denmark. And my cell phone, of course, was on silent, because I'm like you. I put my cell phone on silent. Sometimes I remember to put it on vibrate. Every now and again, I actually remember to keep it on ring. Although my problem with keeping it on ring is that it always seems that I forget it's on ring. I fall asleep. And then at 7 o'clock the next morning, somebody calls me. And you know that annoying cell phone ring, because I don't have one of those cool, funky cell phone ringtones. It is kind of annoying. But the day my brother died, I knew, because there are things you know are just going to be bad news. I don't think my sister has ever called me. She has texted me. I don't think she had ever called me prior to my brother dying. But when I went to my desk, because we had social plans that night, we're supposed to go out and meet a couple for dinner. But when I saw the phone was ringing and I saw that it was my sister Barbara, I just immediately knew that it was bad news. Obviously, we knew that our brother was not in good health, but when somebody calls you who has never called you before, ever, for a voice-to-voice telephone conversation on your cell phone, you know it's going to be bad news.
That happens.
Oh,
absolutely.
Clearly, absolutely, positively. Yeah. And the other thing, too, is there are ways, if you got to break bad news to somebody over the phone, you just don't come right out and say, hey, Dad died. You want to kind of set them up a little bit and say something to the effect of, hey, look, I really hate to talk to you about this on the phone. I've got some very bad news for you. You might want to sit down. You might want to prep yourself for the bad news. But such and such has happened. Instead of just going right to the jugular with the first thing you say, because that is, for sensitive people, that could be a real problem. I'm not terribly sensitive.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's that. There's also the fact that it's, you know, a lot of people, you know, I get phone calls. If you're, keep a cell phone number as long as you possibly can, because I'm telling you, if you switch phones, you know, you're going to get at least 7 to 8 months of phone calls that aren't yours, voicemail messages about your student loans, you're 55 years of age, maybe you're still paying them. But, I mean, still, there are just so many. You know, especially that even a year after you get a new phone number, you're getting that former person. And by the way, someone who switches phones a lot, there's probably a reason for that, right? They're running from bills or they're running from whatever. But you're going to get all those phone calls all the time, and it's horrible.
Or
it's the worst.
They are running from the bills. And E.J. Manuel, by the way, did retire.
Oh, there you go.
The world of football was rocked by that announcement. So as we talk about this, if any of this is resonating with you, making any sense to you in your life, and you've got thoughts on everything we're talking about and the opinions we're sharing about cell phones, our telephone number for you guys is 803-0930. That's 803-0930. Star 930 is free on the cell phone. And talk about an anachronism. I think that giving out an 800 number is a waste of time, with all due respect to my employer, because when is the last time you actually paid for a long-distance telephone call?
That's really changed in a short amount of time, but you're absolutely right. I mean, do you remember the people, I tell my kids this all the time, remember those 1-800 collect? That was a huge industry in the Super Bowl. People had different numbers that you would constantly call to save money on a collect call. Who's made a collect call outside of a prison? I don't know of anyone that's done that.
Nobody outside of a prison. At least, domestically, there's no... We have an 800 number, but honestly... and again, this is not like slamming my employer or anything. I don't know why we bother with an 800 number, because nobody pays for long distance calls anymore, but it's 1-800-616-WBEN, 1-800-616-WBEN. You know, David, when we lived in Florida and we lived in St. Louis, I was married at the time, and we obviously kept in close contact with the people back home, and I wasn't making a lot of money, and the... telephone bill, because of all the long-distance calls we were making, David, it was roughly $300 each and every month. And in addition to that, because my then-wife had a telephone business where she utilized the phone a lot, we had an 800 number. So you can imagine what the phone bill was for the 800 number. It was astronomical. So it was not unusual. And I'm embarrassed to say this. Back in 1989, 1991, it was not unusual at all to write $500 checks to various telephone companies.
That's a lot of money. Back then, today.
Oh, absolutely. It's a ridiculous amount of money, but nobody has to pay anymore for long-distance phone calls. I mean, you can pick up the phone, and whether you're calling Hawaii, Alaska, or one of the 48 contiguous states, you are not paying the confiscatory rates you used to have to pay.
And that's a good thing. There was also people – it was like an Amway business that were selling a six-digit number that you would – put in before every call. You remember that?
Yeah.
It was like a 309951 or whatever.
Yes.
And then you got in a part of a co-op where you were, sharing the cost of all the calls. That's all gone. I don't even know if now when you talk about a phone bill, you're not talking about anything other than your cell phone. There's no landline cell phone bill. That's usually wrapped up into into your cable bill. And honestly, that's thrown in. I don't even think people are paying for their phone. I mean, I found that getting a landline was actually cheaper than not having a landline.
Really? Is that because it was part of the cable package?
They put it in the package, but if it wasn't for 30, I mean, it ended up being more money just getting internet and a cable package. You throw in a couple movie channels and you get basically essentially the phone for free.
You see, I dropped my cable TV except for a mini subscription to some of the channels that I actually like. You can do a mini subscription, and I did away with the landline, and the phone number was absolutely awesome. I won't tell you the first three numbers of it, but the last four were 2555. It was one of the easiest telephone numbers for people to remember, and I hated to give it up, but I tell you something, I hated paying the $230 the cable company started to charge. So I scaled back, did away with the landline, did away with the services I was getting on cable. And now the cable bill, with internet and the a la carte, if you will, cable channels is something like $95 a month, which is a lot better than $230 a month.
Absolutely.
And I don't need a landline, because it got to the point, and I don't know how many of you out there in the radio land, I don't know how many of you out there still have a landline, but when is the last time somebody actually called you for a real conversation on the landline? I would listen to the messages that I would get, and every single call was junk phone calls. It was a solicitation. You know exactly what I'm talking about. It was the, hey, we've been examining your credit history and you are in deep trouble. You need to call this number to resolve this trouble. My favorite was always, this is Marshall so-and-so with the U.S. Attorney's Office, and we have a very important matter to discuss with you. You need to call us at, or they would sometimes identify themselves as being with the IRS, and who doesn't freak out if you get a telephone call from the IRS? And after...
Except they don't make telephone calls.
Exactly. Right. And after enough years of that happening on a daily basis, I finally smartened up and did away with the landline. The only problem with doing away with the landline is I'm not able to send a fax like I used to be able to send a fax. I've got to do it in a circuitous way. I know that there are cell phone apps that can mimic a fax machine, but I don't think the quality is as good as the old fax machines.
I'll tell you, if you go, I'm not doing a commercial for them, but MyFax is the easiest and the greatest invention ever made. Everything's done through email. It's a phone picture, and it's done through the email. It's made so that everything is crisp and clear, and you never have to worry about a fax machine again.
But, you know, looking at it on the other end of the scale, there is the person sending a fax, and then there is the person receiving the fax. And since so many people have done away with their landlines, I wonder how many fax machines are still operational these days.
Well, they're not. They go right to your email now. That's right. The great part about it. So you don't have essentially a fax number, but you're receiving fax. Basically what it is a scan. You know, they could call it whatever they want, but they're scanning an image, sending it, and it's just easier to scan than it ever would be to fax. But even if someone were to send you an old school fax with a fax machine, it arrives as a scan in your email, and it's, you know, the cost per month compared to the hassle, right, the toner, all that nonsense, and it's environmentally friendly.
Well, that's the important thing, and it doesn't pollute the environment. It simply inconveniences neurons for a few seconds.
That's right. Yeah, who knows if that gives us cancer or not, but we'll take it.
But this MyFax is not a free app. You don't get so many faxes a month for free. You've got to pay a subscription fee.
Sometimes you do. There's other services. I mean, there's literally a million. I think the one overused app in both the Apple iTunes Store and the Droid Marketplace, Google Play, whatever it's called, is the scanning apps. But they're all, most of them, look at the ratings and whatnot. Right. They will save you a ton of time. They measure out the standardized letter you can receive and give, and the quality is great, and you never have to worry about the nonsense. And if you have a stylus pen, if you've got one of the notes, you can actually sign those documents on your phone and then send it out, and you're not printing anything.
And if you do have a Droid with a stylus pen, I just want to tell you up front, this is a guaranteed part of being a human. It is a guaranteed part of the existence of cell phone ownership. You are going to lose the stylus at least once every 6 months and have to replace it. Just so you know, you won't be the first person who has done that. I am now on stylus number 3 for my current phone.
Seriously?
Dude, they're always black, and they're smaller than the normal pen. And they just have a way of hiding themselves into crevasses like lost hikers on Mount Everest.
Do you know that it finds the stylus now?
No.
Yeah.
Well, I just figured out the other day that Google, by signing into your Google account, Phil Kennedy showed me this, I can actually track my cell phone, and I'm glad he showed it to me because, like I said, my cell phone is black. My house does not exactly have a lot of light inside sometimes. So I mislaid the cell phone, and I signed into my Google account, and I was able to ring the phone, even though it was set to silent mode. I was able to ring the phone and track down the cell phone upstairs where I left it. It's a great feature, find my phone, but now we can find our styluses?
As of 2010. Yeah.
Well, it's good to know that I'm at the cutting edge of society.
I was going to say, find my phone, I think it was an Apple feature first, right? That is really great because a lot of times when you're, here's a parenting tip. Find your phone is a great way to alert your children, because find your phone will ring no matter what setting your phone is on. And if your kids aren't responding to calls and they're not responding to texts, you hit find the phone and it pings no matter what. And they know, uh-oh, someone's looking for me. I better call back mom or dad.
Well, we have, obviously, we're talking about cell phones on News Radio 930 WBEN, and there's so much to talk about. Like, do you even listen to your voicemail messages anymore? Do you get them on text? I am so far behind on voicemail. And, you know, we talk about the clutter, because as many of you know, I am utterly and completely disorganized. It is a chronic condition at my home. Started about 6 or 7 years ago, and clutter is my enemy. It is the biggest enemy that I have, and I have noticed something lately that even electronic clutter is becoming out of hand and out of control. All of the text messages you receive, all of the emails you receive on your various devices, and then you look at your inbox and you see, you know, you've got 8,000 emails. You want to talk about clutter? That is severe clutter. And on some devices, you can't even do a mass purge.
Yeah, I mean, what do you mean you can't do a mass purge?
Well, at least I've got a device. It is older, and I can't tell you the brand name, mm-hmm. but you literally have to go email by email by email to mm-hmm. delete it. Big pain in the butt.
Update that.
It was, unfortunately. It must be a really crappy off-brand mobile. It is 3:27 at News Radio 930 WBEN. I want to tell you about an app that I found that is really pretty cool. It's a subscription-based, if you want it to be, but it is. I showed it to you before the show. It is a little bit creepy. Hey! So when it comes to your cell phone, do you prefer text or conversation? And be honest, do you actually check your voicemail messages? And I don't know about you, but a lot of the people I call, when I want to leave a message, you listen to the spiel the message gives out, and then you get that message that the customer's mailbox is full. Please try again later. You just spent 25 seconds of your life listening to a message, thinking that you're going to have the opportunity to leave a message to which nobody is going to listen anyway because the person clearly doesn't check their voicemail box. And there are, of course, now, David, I know this, there is a feature on cell phones that does allow voicemail messages to be converted into readable text, which is a great convenience and the way that I try to keep up with voicemail.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I find that voicemail is more of a record that you actually called, you know, because people aren't going through their missed calls. If there's any pertinent information that you're trying to put out there, you might just drop it in there. But 9 times out of 10, people forego the voicemail and just instantly text. Just say, forget voicemail. You weren't picking up the phone. Just send me a text message.
I'm still upset that I'm just finding out now that they have a Find My Stylus application on Google. Even if you have a Droid, it'll work with an Android through your Google account.
Well, the only real phones that have that stylus are the Droids. It's the Note is the big one. There's right. a Motorola that has one as well, but it's the same feature. And the other cool part about that stylus pen with the new version of the Note is that that thing runs your entire phone remotely. I mean, you could take photos with it. You know, if you're taking a group photo, you put it up on a thing, walk away, and just click it, and that's your. And the other thing is, I've used it for PowerPoints as well. You Bluetooth your PowerPoint to whatever projector, and you use that stylus pen as like your next slide. It's pretty neat.
Well, and I found last week, and I'm really kind of thrilled with this. I found last week a very cool app, and it is a free app. You can do an add-on, which gives you some extra benefits, but the basics of the app itself are free. And this app allows you to track, with their consent, of course, people in your family, girlfriends, boyfriends, spouses. It allows you to track them and to be tracked by them anytime they want and gives you complete records of the drives they took, when they took the drives, how long they drove, how many times they used the phone, how many times they hard braked, how many times they rapidly accelerated. And at any given time, Mrs. Nerd knows exactly where I am, and I know exactly where she is, complete with her picture in the little icon. And I want to tell you, there you can set up different categories. Like I've got one category that is Mrs. Nerd and Tom, and then I've got another category for our friend Renee Zeno, because we hang out a lot. And if I happen to be out watching a band on a Saturday night and maybe didn't have the chance to talk with or communicate with Renee during the day, and I'm curious as to whether she's going to come out to meet me to see one of the bands, I can always tell when she's on the way to where I am. And it is tremendously convenient. And she knows where I am, too, because we like to listen to live music together. I know that's kind of freaky. Yeah. I mean, I can tell you right now where Renee is, or at least where her cell phone is. Now, obviously, obviously, if somebody is cheating on you, if that's the concern as opposed to a convenience or safety factor, there are ways around it. You could theoretically let your phone trickle down to not having enough battery power to be able to transmit the signal over the GPS, or you could conveniently forget to bring your phone to where you're going to engage in all kinds of extracurricular misdeeds.
That's how we lost Bin Laden in Tora Bora.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he put his cell phone, his satellite phone, he put it on a donkey. And we traced that signal with a donkey, and we trusted the Northern Alliance to close in on the other flank. And we ended up following a donkey through Tora Bora, and he escaped. That's exactly what went
down. That sounds like something right out of Hollywood.
Well, unfortunately, it's true. But yeah. No, listen, I mean, I'm sure it's better than tagging your friend as a polar bear. I got you a new pair of earrings, sweetie. Before they go.
Hey, can I borrow your cell phone for just a minute? Now, this particular app does not allow access to somebody's cell phones. Like, I can't check in with her Facebook messages. I can't check in with her text messages. She can't do the same for mine. Well, no, it's just it's unnecessary.
I don't know of anyone on their right mind. I mean, you could be with someone for 55 years. You don't want to post it on your, you know what I'm saying? That is just that's to me a complete, let me tell you how Tom's feeling today. You know what I mean? Someone else, third party, is doing that. Even if you look at like those celebrities that have people that tweet for them. That's really not their actual Facebook account. You know, they have their own personal fake name that they talk to family and friends and whatnot. But that one account is run by a PR firm or an assistant or someone else. But if you're giving up that much information to a significant other where you're allowing them to, like, you know, I need to see every email that comes in, every text that comes in, you know.
That's a little creepy.
That's when the flag goes up. But even, like, look, I mean, wanting to – there was a – was it Foursquare? Was that the old one where you could be the mayor – of something you go to. You know, they actually had a huge lawsuit because in the old days of Foursquare, you could tag people, right? And so what would happen is they would play pranks on people and, you know, try to make a joke that someone was promiscuous by saying, you know, people are frequenting this house or this person. And you know, that was a big scandal for Foursquare. But it would be like, hey, I've been to this restaurant 55 times. It's my favorite restaurant, and I'm going to give a review of that. And based on the fact that they've been there so much, you take the review with more credibility. But, you know, that I just think that whole location thing is just, you know, because one of the terms and conditions, especially free software, you know, everyone loves free, but it's nothing is free. And what you're giving up on terms and conditions of freeware is all of your privacy. It's gone. I mean, the location data. Even, you know, if you look at some of the federal laws that have passed, some of the correspondence you're having while you're using that app is accessible to them. So they can tell, you know, what you're shopping, what you're doing. And, of course, this is the Facebook model. They sell that. But what you're really doing is you're, you know, giving up a lot of what I consider to be, I don't know, man. I mean, what is privacy today? Everything is
non-existent.
Right. But location apps, you got to be super careful about. Because it's just a matter of time. Subpoenas are abound with those things. You know, now it's not a matter of, we're very close to having law enforcement just say, you know, license, registration, cell phone, you know, and we can eliminate a lot of checkpoints by just who you're talking to. When did it happen? Were you in this area? I don't even have to ask you a question. You don't even get a lawyer. I got your phone. I know exactly where you were and I know exactly who you're talking to. So, you know, how much of that is part of our individual liberty and freedom? I mean, courts are making these decisions every single day, and you're finding out that not a whole lot of it is guaranteed.
Yeah, it's no longer sacrosanct. But, you know, this application actually got like a 4.5 or 5-star review. I've not noticed any ads coming into any of the places I've frequented or any of the products that I've searched for online. And the convenience factor can't be beat. And I'll tell you where this Life 360 app really comes in handy. It really saves a lot of texts. Where are you? What is your ETA? Because all I've got to do is just punch her in on the cell phone and I know exactly where she is and I know it's going to take her. All right, she'll be here in about 5 minutes. I guess I'll order her wine now so it's already here by the time she gets here.
But you know what? Without that software, you can do that with Verizon right now. If you ever write "Where are you?" and it says "Send location,"
right?
You can toggle the settings on it, but you can also just say "I am estimated time of arrival from the location." And it's a very accurate way to do that with kids and whatnot. You could say, now, Verizon also sells this thing called Hum.
And beg your pardon?
It's Hum, and it plugs right into your car. And it not only will tell you, you know, gauge of your tires and transmission wear, and it's actually effective if you have a new vehicle and you want to maintain it, but it also gives you the speed and location. If you have an underage driver and you want to make sure that these kids are doing the things that they should be doing, it is extremely sophisticated because you get an alert when that car goes over 65 miles an hour. You get a location, depending on how they're using the brakes. You know, if they come to an abrupt stop, you're going to get an alert on that. If the road conditions are bad and you told them to stay in one section of town, you put a little radius around the area that you told your kid to go to.
You geofence them.
And if they go outside of that, you get an alert as well. You find out if the car is being towed by the speed and the direction that it's... I mean, it's really impressive. But, I mean, those are your kids. They're yours. You're trying to take care of them and whatnot. It's probably not a good idea to put that on a vehicle if someone... You know, you're not in charge of.
You have to be. The law might frown on that. Yeah. You have to, in order to use that Verizon service across multiple phones, you have to be the one in charge of the account, though, right? You have to be the account holder, an administrator, in order to do that. Like, you just can't do it for some random cell phone. I mean, I just couldn't.
Well, you could. I'm sure you'd be arrested for it. But I mean, you know what I mean? But no, I mean, like, parents could do it. The account could be in my name. I could have, you know, other grandparents on it as well. I mean, it's really designed to make sure that you're maintaining your vehicle and knowing what's wrong with the vehicle in real time. You know, you take your car to the mechanic, they're going to hook it up to the exact same machine. They're going to go through the little side of the computer in the car, and they're going to get updates on mileage and everything else. This does the exact same thing, but it just lets you know first. And also, I found out that the mechanic I go to in East Aurora is a really good mechanic because they're always telling me what the car is telling me too. I mean, they're never... So that's a great way to know that you have an outstanding auto mechanic because you know that it's not a blown gasket. It's a tube or a hose or something. So
it's the wrong radio station on your radio.
That's right.
And you're not listening to News Radio 930 WBEN.
That is the future, though. I mean, when you look at the way that all the different apps, especially when you look at anything involving GPS, it's all about, you know, selling your information for advertising. So if you're going to a restaurant, they already know. Especially, you always want to be careful to you. They tell you this a lot. You want to use your Facebook profile. You want to use your Google profile. You got to put a flag up when they're asking that because now they know your profile. And once they know your profile, they know your age. They know who you are. And I'm not saying this because, you know, Big Brother's coming to kill us. I'm just saying, you know, that has value. And why should someone else? I'm not going at a civil liberty side of this argument. I'm going from a capitalist side of this argument. We own our information. Why should someone else profit off your information? They're selling your, you know, what your tendencies as a consumer. And I'm just saying it would be nice to know that you can buy a hot pretzel because you're in the mood for a hot pretzel and not, you know, be a part of some cabal of Aunt Annie who is, you know, trying to sell your stuff for the highest bidder. But
well, Aunt Annie operates an olfactory conspiracy because it is impossible to walk by a location and not want the pretzel.
You can't complain about, you know, any pop-up ads or any spam going to your in-mail, inbox, especially Facebook or Google, when you're using that Google profile to get onto a free app. Sometimes it's worth paying $2 to $4 for something when you know that it's a private entity that's securing it. Because, otherwise, it's like 54-year-old guy, you know, he goes out from 8 to 10. Well, what's that worth? Well, to Facebook, that's worth a lot. That's worth a lot to Google. That is their revenue model right there, that selling of information. So now when I have my $10,000 and I want to advertise, I go to this guy and he sells me 55-year-olds who like to eat clams.
How did you know? That's kept it. That such a secret. Cell phones, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Does anybody have ringtones anymore? What is your ringtone on your cell phone? I don't have one, and I feel kind of let out. I want to make it Telephone Line by ELO. But I got to tell you, I'm totally sold on this Life 360 app. It is just so convenient. It is so helpful, and it really it makes communicating easier because it saves steps in the communication process by not constantly having to, because we're not in the same cell phone account. It makes it just so much easier to not say, where are you? How far away are you? When can I expect you to be there? And because I already know, and the same thing likewise with her. And the nice thing about it is it's not like it's something you can surreptitiously put on somebody's phone. You send them through the app. You send them a code they enter after they download the app, and then you add them to your circle of friends or family members. Tried it with my kids. They did not like the idea that I would be spying on them constantly, so they deleted the app. They clearly are up to no good. What is the coolest app that David Bellavia has on his cell phone that probably nobody else knows about?
I don't know. I got a bunch. I love the penny stock ones. I think those are really cool. You know, it's obviously not a something you would do to retire with, but they just take whatever purchases you make on credit cards or whatever you have. They rounds up, it takes that change, and it throws it in a, you know, in a little fund. Buy stocks with your extra change, and a neat little way to just kind of track things when you're waiting for an appointment or just sitting around, you know, during a commercial break, see how your penny stocks are doing. That's pretty neat.
What's it called again?
There's a bunch of them. There's one that's called like Robinhood. There's one called Digit. There's a bunch of other ones too. Many services do it. Merrill Lynch has one that's pretty cool. But it just basically just, you know, you just take what is nothing money. You know, it's $3.97. It takes 3 cents, puts it into the fund, and it buys, you know, some stock of a company startup that's 4 cents a share.
And that's
in other words, the pharmaceutical company in Australia.
You got that tip from Chris Collins?
No.